All right, so I'm going to wisdom from the night before today. So we're coming right now towards the end of the month of Tishrei. The times of leaving, the times that we're going away from these beautiful holidays, the beautiful month which we had together, and we're going back to our regular life. Someone might be bothered by this. You might say, seemingly, I serve God so great during the month of Tishrei. During Tishrei, I'm so full, I'm so inspired, I'm so much energy. I'm living life the way it's supposed to be. I'm living life the way it was in the Ark of Noah, the way it's full of the way of life, the way it was in the times of Mashiach, the way it's totally peaceful. I'm able to focus and serve God entirely the entire day. Especially for those who came into the Rebbe for Yom Tov, that you lived and you chose the best portion in the world. You're able to spend time together with other Jews to forbring with each other, and especially being in the four Amos of the Rebbe. So why would a person be willing and want to go back to the regular world? The answer is that this is actually the same claim that Noah had in this week's parsha. At the end of the flood, the water is totally surrounding the Teva. When all that settled and he was going able to go back to regular life, he was actually disappointed. He said, I'm living life so great in the Teva. I have godliness, I have everything I need here. Why would I want to leave? And this God told him, no, same in Ateva. You have to go out of the Teva. It's not enough to stay in the four walls of the Teva, but rather you have to go out and deal with the world. Go out and elevate the world. And this is the answer to us as well. It's very true that we had a beautiful month, and that has to give you the energy for the year to be able to go back out to the world. But it's not enough to remove yourself from the world. Rather, you have to go out there and refine the world and make it a dwelling place for God. A person might say that's very difficult. How to have the energy? And that's actually where you get the energy from Tishrei from. Tishrei has to be the booster, to give you the energy, to be able to give you the inspiration, to go out and now that you're inspired and connected to God, take that inspiration, take that energy, and go out and refine the world, make it a place where godliness should be revealed everywhere in the world, and they should all be a place where God can reveal himself. L'chaim, l'chaim.